BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Have a great time.
That's it. Join the end of the line.
He knows what he's doing.
Might not. It's his first day.
He's on it. Oh, Adam, look at him in his wee polo shirt.
How is he starting school already?
Oh, no. He'll be at uni soon.
Oh, don't. Are they going in?
Bye.
Bye, Xander.
Oh, okay, then.
Wow.
I know.
I was imagining crying, hugs, having to peel him off us and hand him to the teachers, but...
Yeah, but not even a wave. Amazing.
Should we be offended?
No, no way. It's better than the alternative.
Hey, Adam and Ian, isn't it? Lottie, we met at Rose's birthday party.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Pip said Xander was starting reception. How's it going?
Yeah, okay. I think.
Oh, crikey. Maddie will kill me if we're late on the first day. I better get her to her line. Lovely to see you.
And you.
Bye. Oh, that was nice of her to come over.
Yeah. You know, I suppose we should be proud of Xander's confidence.
Yeah?
We've obviously given him a sense of security. That's why he navigates change so easily.
Yeah, you might be right. Well, either that or it's pure luck of the draw.
So, can I put you down to join the litter pick?
Yes, if I haven't got Martha, I'll be there. You sure you haven't taken too much on, though, organising all this?
Well, between me, you and this roulade, I was hoping someone else would volunteer. But little Jack was that desperate to be in charge. I think it put everyone else off, you know. I didn't want to step on his toes. Oh,
so now you're stuck supervising him.
Yeah. But Ruth said she'd pitch in, and hopefully once we're up and running, it'll take care of itself.
In my experience, these things have a tendency to snowball, so watch out.
I will. How are you doing anyway? Must be a relief Clive disappearing. Has he really gone?
Oh, touch wood. He went and said goodbye to Dad on Sunday and no one's seen him since.
Well, that is good news. I mean, I know he's your brother, but he didn't half cause some upset in here last week when he ran into Kate. To think he actually held up this very shop.
Oh, and the rest.
Terrible.
I know it sounds awful to be estranged from your own brother.
No.
But this really is the only way. Took me a long time to work it out, but life is much better without Clive in it, for all of us.
Families are complicated things, aren't they? Oh. Only the people inside them can ever really understand.
Oh, hello, love. What are you doing here?
Oh, charming.
I didn't mean it like that.
Hiya, Neil.
Hiya, Joy. I've been up at Justin's for a meeting, so thought I'd pop in for a sandwich. Ooh, my, they look nice.
Don't they? Peach and raspberry roulade. I'm tempted to have one myself. Not sure it's the right thing for your lunch, mind.
No. But I could get one for after our tea, couldn't I? We've got Martha coming, see?
Oh, any excuse. Go on, then. I'll bring one home later.
Hi again.
Oh, hi. Lottie, do you know, do we just wait here for Xander, or...?
No, the reception kids come out of the sheep gate.
The sheep gate?
See, just over there, the gate with the sheep on it.
Ah.
Oh, don't worry, though, you've got a few minutes. So, how was drop-off this morning? Maddie was a nightmare on her first day here, full on sobbing like she couldn't believe I was abandoning her to this awful place. But I still have flashbacks.
Actually, it was a complete non-event.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I think Adam was hoping for a few more tears, weren't he?
I was not.
Ideally, you just want the perfect balance between expressing their love for you but also being absolutely fine. Why can't they understand that?
Does Maddie like school now?
Yeah, well... It depends, you know, what day it is, what she had for breakfast, but yeah, it's a really nice place and the teachers are amazing.
What about the parents?
Mixed bag, like everywhere, I suppose.
Right.
I mean, they're mostly lovely. Some really keen. Some who never say a word, and the rest of us somewhere in between. And then you get some who feel the need to message the class group chat with every tiny query.
Well, there's a class group chat?
Oh, yeah, there's a class group chat. It drives me absolutely insane.
Can't you leave it?
The thing is, it also saves my life on a regular basis with helpful reminders of all the days.
Days?
The endless days. Sports day and own clothes day and odd socks day and wear blinking orange day.
But so how do we join the reception class chat?
I'll give it a few weeks and someone will set one up.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Well, or I could just have a word with the teacher, get one set up now.
Ah, I see. He's one of the keen ones, is he?
Apparently so.
No, look, I just think it might help us out in these early days if there's somewhere to ask questions, share knowledge, you know, tell everyone where the sheep gate is, that kind of thing.
You want to watch it. With that kind of can-do attitude, you'll be headhunted by the PTA in no time. Oh, there's Maddie. I better go and administer her snack. See you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Adam, look, they're coming out. Xander!
That'll be £5.60 when you're ready.
Oh, sorry, Joy. I'm just making sure I've got everything. Oh, roulade, eh? I don't know. When I was her age, we were over the moon with a bit of angel delight.
They don't know they're born, do they?
Oh, I worry we spoil her. Trying to make up for the fact that things haven't always been plain sailing.
I don't think the odd roulade after a tea will do much harm. Mm. How is Alice?
She's good, I think. I mean, this court case is hanging over us all, of course.
Aye, it will be.
But she's doing okay.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I still feel guilty about that night. If I hadn't sold her that vodka, then maybe...
Oh, she'd have put it somewhere else.
Maybe, maybe not.
Joy, Alice is an alcoholic. If she got it into her head she was going to buy a massive bottle of vodka and some cut-price cider to wash it down, there was no chance of you or anyone else stopping her. She'd have found a way.
I suppose. Only, not to be pedantic, I didn't sell her any cider.
Oh? But she must have got it here, the stuff we had on offer.
I know, I remember it. But I also remember that I didn't sell any to Alice. It's quite clear in my mind, because I'd moved the cider to try to shift it. And every pack I sold, I had to really give it some. The only cider I sold that day was to your George.
George?
Yeah. He was short of money and he was being cheeky, you know, asking for credit. He was off to a party, I think. And in the end, the cider was all he could afford. Why did you think Alice had bought some?
Oh, I must have got my wires crossed. Right, I better get this roulade home. Are you all right locking up?
Oh, yeah. Enjoy your evening.
Don't tell me he's gone off already.
Out like a light.
Wow, he must be shattered. I suppose a new place, new people, whole new routine. That's a lot.
We expect so much of them, don't we?
Well, there's bound to be some ups and downs. You know, one of the mums in the group chat was just saying her older one loved reception till Christmas and then hated it till Easter.
That's a cheerful thought. So, how many have joined now?
17. Not bad, considering Miss Simpkin only sent out the email with my number a couple of hours ago.
Someone else joining?
No. It's Lottie. I got a number from Pip. Thought she'd be amused to know what set the group up. And she was. Right. Can you get the salad out the fridge?
Yeah. Oh, the Parmigiana smells lovely.
Lottie passed on a few other school tips, stuff she thought might be useful.
Oh?
Yeah, apparently there's a voluntary one-way system for cars that drop off and pick up town to try and avoid the road getting gridlocked.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you're only supposed to drive in at the top end by the field. And she also said she can introduce us to some friends of hers with a kid in reception.
Okay. I mean, why? Just because we've got kids the same age?
Well, so we can set up a play date?
He's only just started.
But it would be nice, wouldn't it, for him to have a pal over?
I suppose.
Oh, that's three more people have joined the group.
Oh, great.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It is great. Just... Are you sure you want all this extra admin?
It won't be extra admin. You know, it's set up, it'll take care of itself. Oh, do you think it's too soon to organise a parents' night out?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. I'll give it a week or two.
Or you can represent us. I'll stay at home and look after Xander.
What's the matter? You've been grumpy ever since I gave Miss Simpkin my number for the chat.
It was embarrassing. It's Xander's first day.
She was fine about it. She said it was a good idea. It is a good idea.
Sorry, I don't know how you do it.
But set up a group chat?
Walk into a new situation and feel so at ease. Today at the gate, I was all awkward and I couldn't think of anything to say while you were the life and soul.
They're just people. You just chat about the kids.
Well, I don't find it easy, that's all.
Is this about that parent mistaking you for Xander's granddad? She was mortified, poor woman.
She was at least 20 years younger than me. Here I am again back at school as an adult, and I still don't fit in.
Do you think you're overthinking it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is about Xander, not me. I'm really pleased he had a good day. Honestly, that's all that matters.
Well, the roulade was certainly a hit. Martha made me promise I'd get it again next time, which I did, of course. Oh, I know I'm a soft touch, but it is nice to see her settled again.
Yes, it is.
Are you all right, love? You look shattered. Tell you what, let's leave the rest of the clearing up, eh? I'll do it later. Why don't we go and sit in the summer house with a glass or something? It's still nice out.
No, Neil. I need to talk to you.
Sounds serious.
I don't know if it is or it isn't.
Go on, then.
It's about the accident.
Yeah?
Do you remember, as well as the vodka bottle, they found an empty bottle of fruit cider in the car?
Yes, I remember.
And Christopher got himself all worked up. And he thought it was strange because Alice didn't drink cider.
Yeah, he thought that Harry might have been with her. He went looking for him.
But it turned out he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So Christopher accepted that Alice must have had the cider.
Why are you bringing this up? Has something happened?
Joy didn't sell Alice any cider. She's sure of it. Alice only bought vodka.
Right.
Joy remembers clearly because only one person bought cider in the shop that day. George.
George? But George doesn't even like cider.
Well, he bought some for a party on the day that Alice crashed the car.
Susan, what are you saying?
I don't know. But something about this doesn't feel right. In fact, it feels very wrong.